Career Aptitude Tests. We've been thinking over the past few weeks about careers. How do you decide on the kind of work you would like to do? What are the factors to consider? I'm sure you remember last week's lecture when we made a list of things to think about when you choose your future career. We talked about practical things such as salary and working hours, and also about qualifications. Another factor we discussed when choosing your future job is of the nature of the work itself. You know, what does the job involve, and is it the kind of work you would find satisfying? If you remember, we also started considering how you can know if the job you want is appropriate for you. So, continuing on with our careers talk, today we're going to discuss something you can do to help you determine how suited you are to a particular job. And these are called career aptitude tests. That's career aptitude, APTITUDE, tests. I'm going to talk first about why people do these tests. Then I'll go on to speak about the tests themselves, what they're like, the kinds of questions you find in a career aptitude test. And finally, I'm going to tell you where you can find these tests being used. Okay, you may be thinking, why do I need to take a test to find out what job is good for me? Well, actually, these tests are quite useful and tell you a lot about your strengths and weaknesses. You may like the idea of being a businesswoman or an engineer, but would you be good at this job? I mean, do you have the skills and abilities to do it well? If not, it would be better to rethink your career choice and choose a job you're suited for. A career aptitude test helps you discover if you are right for a particular job. So, what exactly is a career aptitude test? Well, if you know the word aptitude, it will help you. An aptitude is a natural ability or skill. Not something you learn or study, but something you are born with or develop naturally. So, for example, some people have an aptitude for languages. They're good at learning languages. It comes naturally to them. Other people might have an aptitude for detail. They are able to think about the details involved in a task. Very often, we're not aware of our aptitude for certain things. Obviously, your skills and abilities make you more able to do particular jobs, and this is where a career aptitude test is useful, because an aptitude test aims to do two things. Firstly, it tries to discover what a person is good at, and secondly, it uses this information to suggest certain careers that you should be able to do. What then is a career aptitude test like? What can you expect from one? Generally, this kind of test consists of a large number of multiple choice questions. These questions aim to find out about different aspects of a test taker. For example, some questions might test a person's math skills and numerical reasoning, or an individual's ability to think logically. Other skills and abilities that are commonly tested are technical skills, communication skills, and the ability to complete tasks accurately. If people can realize what their strengths and weaknesses are, this can help them decide if they are suitable for a particular career or field. For example, strong numerical reasoning skills might make a person more suited to a career that involves working with numbers, such as an accountant. Someone who is naturally artistic and has an eye for detail could be suited to a career in design. So, if you decide to do a career aptitude test, where can you find one? There are four places where you can find these tests being used, and of course, one is the internet. Just Google career aptitude tests, and you'll come up with hundreds. A lot of these are free. You just take the test, and then you get feedback by email. Apart from individuals taking tests online, there are other people and organisations who use these tests. The second place where you can find these tests is at college career centres. Career advisors who work for these centres use career aptitude tests when they advise students on their career choices. Thirdly, employers also use career aptitude tests. Why? Well, employers try to make the most of their employees' skills, and after giving an employee an aptitude test, an employer might decide to move the employee to a different job within the company. Finally, many job placement agencies also use aptitude tests to find the best employment for their clients. So why not try one? They're fun to take and you can learn a lot about yourself. Let me give you a couple of websites. Here you are. There's one on www.careerexplorer.net. This has 45 questions. And another on www.funeducation.com. This one has more than 400 questions. Okay, that's all I have for today on career aptitude tests.